Government, they killed that man. You listen, you, I'll see you. Look, I'll meet you in the parking lot. Would you, do you honor this man so that I can blitzen you? You dishonored me now. And basically, if someone comes to give a presentation, they stand at the head of the table, they don't sit down.
Fuck you, man. Lose your job.
Morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, members of the Buffalo Committee. My name is Truman Kubeka. I work for the South African Geographical Names Unit, which is under the department responsible for standardization of geographical names. In this presentation, this is a follow-up on the previous
presentation.
Okay.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nikki. I'm the parliamentary researcher for Arts and Culture.
These are the staff members. We have our secretary on the other side. And then and the helper also. Thank you very much. I think you know them now.
Okay.
I think, I will also welcome Mambombo from Operation. I hope you will do this one within your speedy recovery. I thought maybe I'd see them in glasses or theater, I don't know. Over to you.
Thank you, Chair. On our presentation, what's going to happen is that from the table of contents, number one up to three was put there for the purposes of updating members of some of the things that were reported before. But the progress will start from page four. The previous presentation also had the similar introduction and similar challenges. And then
My apologies, I had a problem with my flight this morning.
So,
what would you like to do?
It's your call.
I think you can continue.
Okay.
I will help you.
Okay.
Continue. Thank you, Chair. And then we received on the 23rd of May the cabinet instruction. An instruction was given to the department through the South African Geographical Names Council, and then that we should review and redesign the strategy on the standardization and transformation of geographical name features. The SAGNC is expected to conduct a nationwide public hearing to encourage national dialogue in issues of geographical names. This should entail a process where communities identify those names that they would like to see being transformed or standardized. So it is now important to also brief the members of the Popolo Committee that before this instruction, the department had already started a process. That on the 23rd of January 2006, the minister had already approved the call for nomination for the appointment of new geographical names council members. Adverts for call for nomination were posted on Sunday Times, City Press, on the 12th of February 2006, and also on BN on the 13th of February 2006. The call for nomination appeared in four languages. That is English, Afrikaans, Sesotho, and isiZulu. Only 28 nominated people were submitted from the public, and we only had 5 female and 23 males. A panel was appointed by the minister on the 13th November 2006, consisting of Professor Kosisile as a chairperson, Dr. L. Kalinikos, Professor Kolela, Ms. P. Matiba. It had its meeting on the 31st January 2007. and then taking into consideration the lack of representativity out of 28 candidates nominated, and also taking into consideration the 23rd May cabinet instruction and representation made to the minister by other sections of our society who were concerned that they did not see adverts for them to make nomination, the minister reopened call for nomination. Adverts were also placed on the following publication from the 22nd of June 2007 to the 1st of July 2007. They were posted on the following newspapers: Beeld, Rapport, The Burger, Powhatan, Pretoria News, Ilanga laseNatal, Isolezwe, Africa, City Press, and Sunday Times. Call for nomination was closed on the 13th of July 2007, with 57 candidates nominated by the public, 9 females and 48 males. The sum of 57 is inclusive of the previous 28 candidates nominated during the first call for nomination. On the 17th of August 2007, the minister appointed a panel made of Mr. T. Wagash as a chairperson, who is also the DG of the department, Professor N. Golan, Professor W. S. Hazen, Ms. E. Gandhi, and Ms. C. Mambane, and Mr. Lang, to assist him with the selection process for suitable candidates. Panel had its meeting on the 19th. After taking into consideration recommendations of the panel, submission from the provinces, government department, institution, on the 12th of October, the minister appointed the South African geographical name to serve from 2007 to 2010. The name of the members of the council that were appointed. There are three categories of members of the council. The first category are those that are appointed in terms of Section 2A and B, which are known as ministerial appointees. The first person is Advocate K.T. Nsewa, Dr. E.C. Liebenberg, Dr. B. Meireng, Mr. L.L. Nawa, Mr. M. Matebula, Ms. M.F. Sadiki, Professor I.J. Panermeve, and Dr. E.L. Fanate. And then the second category of members who are appointed in terms of Section 3A, which are provincial representatives. We've got Mr. J. Stroud representing Northern Cape, Mr. F. Chubele representing Eastern Cape, and Ms. M.S. Abatau Dlamini representing Mpumalanga, Mr. S.J. Monyobo representing Free State, Dr. Chiba representing Northwest, Mr. M. Musita representing Limpopo, Mr. S. Jim Chimunya representing Gauteng, KZN and Western Cape, they are still outstanding. And then the last category of members are those who are appointed in terms of Section 3B from institutions that are relevant to the work of the council or institutions that are affected by the work of the council. We've got Mr. Vim Dwaka for Land Affairs, Mr. G. Mochoti for Water Affairs and Forest, Ms. J. Mulaud for Transport, Advocate Kulong for Provincial and Local Government, Advocate S. Mangoja for National Heritage Council. We still have a representative for PenFrance and South African Post Office outstanding. And then on the 27th of February, 2008, the minister sent communication to all premiers, MECs, mayors, House of Traditional Leaders, civil society organizations, political parties, and trade unions. In this communication, he was requesting stakeholders to mobilize their respective communities to to start collecting names to request stakeholders to commission research aimed at validating and recommending names to suggest proposed dates to identify roles that will be played by various political and administrative principles. And then, with the national hearing, we have started to also identify all the municipalities and local municipalities. Although these figures now are affected by the decision from the Minister of Local Government, we now have 9 metros and 44 district municipalities that we will have to interact with. Given the time frame of 18 months, we suggested a 2-day workshop in each province, and our official and the secretariat have already started to do preparatory work for the workshop. In this preparatory work, we are identifying and collecting names that need to be addressed, listing and classifying names according to following categories: names that are incorrectly spelled, multiple names and duplicated names, names not officially recognized, offensive names, corrupted names, and any other names that we might have to revise. And then also the other things that we have done, we have also done presentation of those names to be discussed during the summit, and provinces are busy communicating with their respective municipalities. Some names will be subjected to debate and public scrutiny, referred to relevant PGNC for verification, and then finally will be referred to the SAGNC, which will make a final recommendation for the minister's approval. And then research will also be necessary to validate recommendations. In this process of this national dialogue, it will be necessary to use languages that are understood by relevant communities. Through this process, it will be necessary to reclaim previously marginalized cultural identities, but at the same time dispel the notion that certain cultures are being deliberately marginalized. And also, we are looking into a possibility of addressing the issue of gender representativity in our naming process. The launch that we had on the 30th of May, as we have promised on our previous in the presentation, was also staged on the same date. And then the provinces have already given the date for their respective public hearing. We've got Free State on the 2nd and 3rd of July, KZN on the 10th and 11th of July, Limpopo on the 25th and 26th of July, Northwest on the 14th and 15th of August, Mpumalanga on the 11th and 12th September, Western Cape on the 25th and 26th of September, Gauteng on the 2nd and 3rd of October. We still have Eastern Cape and Northern Cape outstanding. We have already started preparing communication and marketing material. Those who were present during the launch, they also saw the video that we also plan to distribute during this public hearing. And we are also planning to produce a booklet and also a leaflet. We also want to foster partnership with both electronic and print media, community radio stations, media monitoring to check the impact. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. No, I said I will assist during the question.
Thank you very much. Honorable Father Vasco, Benny.
Okay, apologies for being late, but I have another committee on the bill as well that we're discussing. I must just repeat, Chairperson, to do a presentation and read names and dates, I don't think that's relevant. The relevant part actually starts from point 7 onwards here. Yeah. And that's what we're discussing. That's a really good time to, you know, stuff that we can discuss and not stuff that we can read later on. I accept a lot of things that are said here, and obviously I've seen the minister on a number of occasions, as the department knows, on name changes and how we deal with it. A major concern I have, and that is that people, even inside this committee, are now taking this as if every single name must now be government changed. And I think we must make it very clear that's not the purpose of this campaign. The purpose of the campaign is to address exactly what was presented, is those names that are not acceptable, either being offensive or not including the past and the history and the years of all our people, not just one group or two groups, whatever it might be. So I don't think we must come under the wrong impression, Chair, that you now go out and tell people that every single town's name has a previous name and must be returned to that name. So that's the impression of the Albatta vote speeches that went out of the chamber then. And the other issue is also, you referred to, I'm sorry, on which page it was, on the gender. I'm not quite sure what you meant on that. Do you say that people who go out must be, you must be gender sensitive because they've been appointed, or do you say the new names that will be must include gender sensitivity? I mean, because that would be ridiculous, because there is also a clause that say that, we don't all agree that living people must be renamed. It's a bit controversial. The other issue is the outstanding provinces, etc., and PANSOLV. PANSOLV, as you know, we have some problems with either the department or the committee or whoever. And I do not believe that PANSOLV, until they have a first board meeting, can appoint, because I do not believe the CEO on her own with the deputy CEO, because she has more than one, can do the appointment. I think it's the privilege of the board in total to do that appointment to this. And I hope that message as a member of the purpose, that the committee members should also be, in light of exactly of the venues and things of these hearings, so some of us can assist to mobilize communities to go and attend, so that we do not get the blame afterwards for saying 36 were left out. But be assured that the message that is sent by this campaign group must be the correct message, because I'll be attending all of these to make sure the message.
I think Honorable Panamanto had a sense of Panamanto. He was very, very bad to begin.
I don't know how you're going to do it. what historically one would want to prove. What, I don't know, that I'm having a big problem. How is that thing going to be handled? If the name and the surname at the same time, depending on the only principle, whether of respect would go like that, because they, I'm just promoting that I don't think they'll solve it. So I'm having that problem. So up to now, I believe still my question is going to a place like Makado, which is a trick up. And then that's like the how can I put it? Public hearings were really held, but still, they are still continuing to keep it, to take it back to the truck. How are you going to handle such things? Because really, a lot of things have been done. How are you going to solve that problem as a department?
Yes, I was not understanding the last question.
You want to know what is happening is confusing with the fact that they are not the market name that you told us, not of the
Trevor and what is meant by outstanding? Is it Abdabina Magama yet, or
of representative?
Or
the names of representatives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Not the names of province.
Not the names of province.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm coming back again. As far as language development are concerned, we have these marginalized languages, the Tonga, the Venda, the Sindhulele, the Swati, which are not yet attended to, I believe. So now that this one is starting, are they going to be parallel? On the other hand, the language is being developed, and then the naming of the renaming is taking place. Over to you now.
I think it also helps the thinking.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Once again, I also want to apologize for my lateness. And on the matter of gender issue, what we have noticed is that whenever proposals come through, particularly at local government, you just find that tends to focus mainly on men, and if you drive, you just see it's gonna be a Thabo Mbeki drive, a Nelson Mandela drive, and people do not therefore affirm the gender and issues, and so. That's what we were talking about, but it would mainly be an issue that manifests itself at that level. With regards to PENSALP, PENSALP is under our microscope, and the board met last week, and so I'm sure that pretty soon we're going to focus on the issues of representativity, governance, and so forth with PENSALP. But I do agree with the Honourable Member. We've got to make sure that proper processes with regard to PENSALP are followed. We will definitely invite the members of the committee to the public hearings, and we will inform the committee about the venues. And we will also do the same with the select committee in the NCOP, and so that members can also participate in the process. And we will very much actually welcome that participation, because this process is so emotionally charged and politically sensitive. And I think that to some extent, in the past, things were handled very much on a technical. We had a technical approach towards this matter, and I think this time we need to be much broader and in the approach. So I think that. The political experience that will come from both houses, and of course local government and local government, will assist a great deal in ensuring that these matters are properly handled. And this brings us to the issue of Louis Trichardt Makado, because when that court challenge happened, and it was basically because people were saying that the consultation processes themselves were not adequate. And so what we're trying to do now with this campaign is to ensure that at least, first, there is a general understanding nationally about the processes, and that when people then apply their minds on these matters, they do so in a much more consultative manner. With regards to corrupted names, you find like Komka, Kumcha, Utongati, Tongat, Mbogodwin. Yeah, so those kind of names, those are the corrupted names. And, yes, Messina, Musina, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly that's it. And then there was names that are not officially recognized. You find them a lot in informal settlements. Winnie Mandela Park, Ivory Park, Joe Slovo Park, you know, and those are the I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, Ramaphosa. He says in Ramaphosa.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
So these are the names that are coming up that are not officially recognized. And yes, I agree. The process is still going to be long. What we have put the 18 months as the 18 months of driving the campaign and doing public awareness. But the processes themselves, we can't say we will start complete and all the processes of name changes and do that in 18 months. And the country is very vast. The names are just like, you know. And so it won't be. It still is going to be quite long. And yes, Mrs. van der Waals, we will make sure that the issues that are raised on page 15 will be followed properly, so that people do not think that each and every place needs to be changed. You know. And I think that the minister was actually quite clear on this one when we were doing the launch. And perhaps what we would also, perhaps what we need to do, I don't know, I can't remember whether we had taped the presentation by the minister, and that presentation, that speech during the day, could also serve to inform the processes of public hearings. And if not, what we will try and do is to at least take the speech and be able and then translate it into all official languages, so that that content is shared across the country.
Are we so forward to ask the department questions? Thank you so much, ma'am. I wonder whether I may just ask some views on geographical names,
yes,
such as South Africa per se, not really a name as such, and even Eastern Cape, what the position might be on that. In other words, whether they should change to names, for instance, such as the Zania or whatever it could be. And then secondly, I was just wondering, I have read in some instances about the cost involved in terms of is it going to be carried locally, provincially, and nationally in terms of new directions, publications, letterheads, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether one perhaps could just have a view on that. Thank you, Matt. Sorry about that.
Just two issues. I think for the benefit of the members of the committee, I don't think everybody here has ever seen or has received a copy of the SAGNC handbook. So maybe if you read that, you will understand the process perfectly and what needs, if there is an application like Louis Trika, and what is the process? Because I think it's very important for members of this committee to actually understand. Because some of us have now for over 4 years and longer even worked intensively on name changes. and processes, and I think we should all be aware of exactly how it works. That's the one thing. So if you could kindly ensure that members of the copy of that, it is actually on the web as well. The other issue I need to ask you is that surely the aim of this campaign, and I think a minute ago the wonderful speech and Mr. Sandile Mameli gave a nice copy of it when I requested, it's exactly the message that must go out. Nothing else, nothing more, because surely if any names have to be changed, people need to go through the application process anyway. You can't skip the application process as stands. But what I would like to know is, for years, local governments, for example, and the provinces, some of them, actually went around and built a sort of a database of names. I sat on some of those committees years ago. Limpopo, the Mokani district did it, and Advocate Ntweba, who was the provincial chair of that committee, would know. It said that we had a list of all names that were duplicated, for example, on rivers or mountains or towns and townships and all those things. Some of the I don't know what they did with it, whether it's recorded somewhere or not, because within those orders, if I may call it so, it actually stipulates exactly where problems obviously lie. And I think maybe you should also, as a department, try and get hold of provinces or districts or the local government did it in some instances, but I don't think that was the norm everywhere. So that can be, brought to these forums wherever they are discussed, either internally or even externally, so that people are aware on questions that might arise, to say that there is a list. But the Olifant River was one, isn't it? The Olifant Indian Western Cape, the one in my province, was one, and one got a new name. So I think those are valuable things, because my other concern, seriously, and that's maybe for local government, that should be taken up during this campaign, is the issue of, and I mentioned it, and I think the Deputy Minister understood me completely wrong. I never said our townships don't have names. I'm saying there are thousands of streets in our townships today who don't have names at all. And the other problem I'm very concerned, I mentioned it last year also, is the native yard name. I think that's extremely, very offensive to people living there with a, with the NY name. Why don't they get proper names? And I really think the campaign should look at that too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I think that the matter of names and in split names in the township. I grew up at NY 11 and number 66, that was it, and just a number. And then I moved on to go to school in the Eastern Cape in Zwelitsha, and I lived on 1674 Zone 7, that was it. And it was much later when I moved to Joburg, and then when I was living in Joburg, then the streets had names. And so yes, we will look into that. And we will also make available the copies of the South African Geographical Names guidebooks available to the honorable members. The matter of Azania, South Africa, has not been formally tabled to us, but people have talked about it, particularly yes, Azapo, but it hasn't been broadly canvassed. And but there are a number of things we will also need to consider, because it's not just a name. The name is a brand as well. You know, when you say South Africa, and people sit up properly, all right, and say I'm representing South Africa, but they listen to you. And because with that name, there is a lot. There's a history with the name South Africa, and there's heritage with the name South Africa. and it evokes certain memories, certain values, and things like that. So those are the things we're going to need to talk about. But it has not been formally tabled to us. With regards to the issue of costs, we have not been involved in the costing as a department per se. But I mean, the road signs of like Polokwane from Pretoria, I think they were handled by the provincial government.
Yeah. There are also a number of government agencies, like the National Road Agency. They deal with the road signs, and also local municipalities, they deal with the road sign of local competence. They cover that within their budget.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I also wanted to clear the issue of the name of the country and the provinces. The other thing is that they've got also constitutional implications, because in our constitution they are recorded as such. So So even if they are brought to the attention of the minister, he will have to bring it to the attention of the president and the parliament to do necessary changes. Thank you.
No. I think that KZN is still that it would also fall under the
yeah.
same processes. And there is a desire to either change the name or modify the name, because it would still have to undergo the same processes as well. But of course, I think it would be one of the quite politically sensitive and politically charged conversations, and because if we recall how that KwaZulu-Natal was arrived at, and during the negotiations and. So that's one of the areas of the sensitivities that we talk about, because in a way, what is quite interesting about KZN is the fact that it reflects a certain approach to South African approach towards politics. How do we get into consensus and all of that? And one would want to also make sure that consensus and that reconciliation is a heritage that is also carried through, and without undoing it. But it has not come before us. But I think historically it's quite an interesting name for the province and how we are after that.
Information regarding the company.
Yes, I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to go to the hospital.